Well, it's an honor to be here with these brave women who have told their stories. So Abigail and Anita, thank you so much. Your determination is what is going to carry us forward on this very pressing issue. And it's good to be here with my two colleagues who are the prime sponsors of this legislation, and I know are going to continue to fight in every way possible. This report is the evidence that we need, that the problem is more than real, it's horrifying, and we need action. A few months ago, the Yakima Herald published a list of 22 unsolved disappearance and murders of women on or near the Yakima Reservation. And the FBI estimated that there could be as many as 32 unsolved cases dating back to the 1980s. Today's new report by the Urban Indian Health Institute shows that this is happening on a national scale, and that its preliminary findings of 507 total cases of missing and murdered indigenous women and girls in 71 urban areas, some of the highest in the state of Washington, is a wake-up call, and it must be answered. We can no longer sweep these statistics under a rug. In 2013, we all worked very hard together on the Violence Against Women Act, including Senator Murray and others who basically said we needed new authority. We needed to make sure that tribes were given the authority to arrest and prosecute non-tribal offenders for domestic violence committed on tribal jurisdiction. This law, so far, has led to more than 120 arrests throughout the United States. But as many of you know, more than half of the American Indian and Native Alaskan women and girls live, as were discussed here, in urban non-tribal areas. And they face a myriad of barriers that can impede the prosecution and perpetrators, fears of reporting, legal barriers, and of course, jurisdictional issues. So we need to do more. Every community needs these tools. So I am proud to be a sponsor of Savannah's Act. And as my colleagues here know, we are going to be voting on that legislation at 2:30 today. We need to pass this legislation before the end of this calendar year and get it on the president's desk. I just want to note that additionally, Washington State's legislature has acted additionally to increase reporting and investigation of missing and murdered Native women. It is a concrete step that brings the kind of justice that we need. But today's report shows that this is something that needs to be done nationwide, and I will continue to work with my colleagues and want to again applaud Seattle's Indian Health Board for their unbelievable leadership.